In economic hard times, it's almost a given that con artists will use any means possible to scam those who are having financial troubles. A Senate committee is concerned that con artists are using the federal economic stimulus program as a way to prey on confused people who are in desperate straits. Federal News Radio's Max Kakis joins us now live with a preview of his story for Monday morning's Federal Drive.
Amy and Chris, this was one of the topics for discussion during an oversight hearing on the stimulus in the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. Maine Senator Susan Collins, a Republican and the ranking minority member on the panel, outlined the problems she's been hearing about regarding smart and opportunistic crooks.
They exploit these tough economic times to lure Americans into scams that look and sound legitimate. They use phrases that we hear on news reports and see in the headlines, such as stimulus grants and government funding, to confuse victims. They manufacture forms that have an official look to them, when in fact the services offered are not connected in any way to any government agency or to the Recovery Act. To appreciate the potential that these scams have to spread and grow, possibly ensnaring thousands of trusting consumers, we must recognize that the federal stimulus program is instantly recognizable. It's part of our economic and political vocabulary. It carries so much weight and credibility that the police in Florida recently used the lure of economic stimulus checks to conduct a sting operation in which 75 people were arrested.
During the hearing, Collins displayed examples of scams that turned up in the mailboxes of her constituents back home in Maine.
The first example, sent shortly after Congress passed the Recovery Act, is misleading because it resembles an official government form. It could easily be mistaken as a legitimate government offer of help and assistance. For those of you who can see the blown-up form or have it before you, it looks very much like an IRS form. It provides an identification number for the individual. It has a form number 009-S. It has Stimulus Act 2008. It is easily mistaken for an IRS form and looks very official. The second example is a letter that was sent to my constituent telling him that he is pre-approved for a consumer debt initiative because he may be experiencing a financial hardship. Well, most of my constituents are experiencing financial hardships, regrettably, nowadays. The letter implies that the initiative was established under the Economic Stimulus Act of 2009. In the letter, the alleged manager of the so-called credit relief division, all fictitious but realistic sounding titles, encourages the consumer to call and refer to the case number provided. It has a Washington, D.C. address. It looks very legitimate.
During the question and answer session at the hearing, Senator Collins discussed the testimony of John Leibovitz, the new chairman of the Federal Trade Commission.
You discussed four cases that the FTC has been pursuing. Do you have any estimate at this point of the number of people who are being harmed by the scams, or could you give us an idea of the financial impact?
Sure. We know in these four cases alone, and obviously we have more investigations in the pipeline, it affected about 270,000 people. The amount of money that we think was at risk here or might have been lost to these scammers, of course we'll try to get it back, and we're in the process of doing so, isn't that great. It's about $30 million. But we think of this as a small part of the sort of the approach we're taking to going after scammers who are taking advantage of consumers who are feeling legitimate financial anxiety or having problems paying their mortgages. So, for example, we did another sweep involving foreclosure rescue scams and mortgage modification scams, and we did it with attorneys general, and that one, for example, probably involves billions of dollars in potential losses overall. In the financial stimulus area, You know, it's a little bit of a whack-a-mole problem. When we did this announcement, we know that a bunch of websites, because we put them on alert, we said we're going to make this a priority, just went down. And so that's good. But sometimes they pop up again. And so we keep on monitoring the internet. We watch commercials. We look at our consumer database, and we try to go after these malefactors as quickly as we can.
And Earl Devaney, chairman of the Recovery, Accountability, and Transparency Board, the team of federal inspector generals overseeing the spending of the stimulus, says his group is taking steps to implement a suggestion made during the last oversight hearing in April, that they solicit the help of the American Association of Retired Persons and a group called Triad, because many of the victims of stimulus scams are the elderly.
The board has since reached out to both of these organizations, as well as the FTC and the National Associations of Attorney Generals. And although we have seen a decline in recovery scams since the initial period of the law's enactment, the board's relationships with these groups are now in place in the event that these scams begin to rise again.
And the FTC says it's going to keep track of these stimulus scams, in part with the help of the Recovery Board and with the Department of Justice and about 14 other federal agencies to make sure that citizens aren't scammed while the stimulus is in play.
They had to see this coming. They had to. I mean, people were even scamming each other after Hurricane Katrina when they were trying to get their insurance checks and stuff. They had to have seen this coming.
Oh, yeah. And because times are tough, these are the times that that the bad guys try and take the most advantage of people.